Welcome to the NP Dude. This is the first episode of the NP Dude, a podcast. And it's going to be a show that we're going to have some discussions about nurse practitioners, what we do, what we see and encounter as a practitioner, new topics that are coming through, whether it's legislation or treatments, things like that, as well as educational stuff. So what it was like in school, clinical settings, all that good stuff. This idea came about because when I was on Facebook in a family nurse practitioner forum, there was a small comment that said, "Hey guys, what do you guys listen to on podcasts?" And everybody gave great recommendations, but there was no real nurse practitioner podcasts that were mentioned. So I'm like, wait a second. We have a lot of people doing this. How come nobody's talking? How come nobody's out there? There's no voice on the internet that's giving out information what it's like to be us. There's stuff for PAs. There's stuff for doctors. There's even one NP that's in, I believe, New York that's doing it, but it's primarily a source for their revenue for their continuing educations. And so who teaches the continuing eds. And so there really isn't one of just people talking, just sitting down, having discussions and going through what it is that they do and what we do and what we plan and hope to do in the future. Now, I think it's important to go through and give a little bit of a background of who I am and how I've come here to this point in my life, to where I'm sitting here in front of a microphone saying, I'm the NP Dude. Well, my name is Jeff Powers. I am a certified nurse practitioner in the state of Ohio. I am a new nurse practitioner. I just graduated in August of 2016. So if this is still posted on the internet 20 years from now or whatever, at least to give some context of when things happen. I wasn't always a nurse practitioner. I wasn't always a nurse. I was, for 13 years, a civil and environmental engineer. And that's what I wanted to be when I was in high school. I wanted to help the environment. I wanted to clean things up and fix things. And I wanted to build things. And I wanted to be a functional person in society where I actually helped people. And what better way to do that is to be a civil engineer. Civil, civilization, people, right? See, it's even in the name. Well, I did it for a while and realized pretty quickly that it's not that easy to do things that are beneficial to society as a civil engineer. You see the big picture projects that are, you know, bridges and huge buildings and things of that nature, but the majority of the work is pretty mundane, and the majority of the work is thankless, and you don't really help that many people because a good number of the projects that you do get shelved. So you'll go through and do a proposal, get a project, everything sounds great. Everybody's happy. They start getting things down the line. Engineering's pretty cheap. And you get this thing and done and you submit it. You get it to permits and go through governments and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden the company that you're working for says, maybe next year we'll do it. And your project that you put your heart and soul and passion into gets put on a shelf and then you don't see it happen. That's one of the reasons that it just was kind of, you know, a thankless job. And along that way, I realized, well, I'm kind of a peon here. How am I going to get to the point where I'm actually affecting change and getting those projects and doing the good work and feel like I'm actually being beneficial to society? And I looked around the office of the big company I worked with at the time, and there was MBA students and masters in engineering students and masters in geology students and all of that good stuff, and there were a dime a dozen. Because it was a big company I worked for in Pittsburgh. And I realized, that's not going to get me anywhere. So I went back to school. And this was only about 2 years after I was out of engineering school. And I went and got my law degree. It took me 3.5 years. I went to the University of Akron. And it was a good experience. About halfway through, I realized I certainly don't want to practice law. And I was working full-time as an engineer at that time. During the day and going to night school for my law degree. And as such, it gave me an opportunity to learn a lot about regulations, a lot about the way laws are written, what's constitutional, what's not, especially with dealing with regulators in the engineering world. And so I quickly became the go-to person for contract review, things of that nature. And so it was heavily transactional. It wasn't courtroom based and any of that stuff. So anytime people come up to me and say, "Hey, can I get sued over this?" And my answer is yes, see your lawyer. And That's pretty good advice, in my opinion. But I did that as in-house counsel, and it did work. It made me climb a ladder. I got to the ladder quicker, and I got up the ladder quicker. And I still realized that it wasn't much different, except now I was salaried and I was working more hours and making less money per hour because I was working all the time. And I wasn't any happier. And I did that for another 7 or 8 years after my law degree. And the whole time I thought, well, what else could I do? If with my engineering background and my law background, man, certainly there's got to be something else in this world that I could do that's going to give me an opportunity to help people. Then I thought, well, I could switch to a different company. Well, that's not going to work because you're going to end up in the same boat. And then I realized, okay, maybe I could switch industries a little bit and go from civil environmental engineering to maybe manufacturing and do something like that. I don't know. That was my mindset. And so I envisioned a target with the bullseye, right? You've got the target, the bullseye. That's what I was doing right now. And then the white circle around the red circle in the middle was, you know, manufacturing or something like that. And then the next circle of red was, I'm really stretching it, but I might be able to convince somebody that I could help them in another industry, even though I really don't know anything about it. And eventually I ran out of circles and I said, well, wait a second, let's just throw the whole target away and start over. If I could start over and pick what it is I want to do, what would it be? And I think a lot of people have to be willing to say to themselves, this isn't working in my life. Life is too short. Scrap it and let's start over. And I do this. I keep this mindset now with a lot of things. I do a lot of gardening in my personal life. And if something's not growing well on my property, I ain't doing it again. Scrap it. That was too much work for me to do. I want to find something easier. There's a ton of things that'll grow easier in my backyard. Maybe I don't need to waste that energy. And I think that that's not quitting. I think that's being intelligent about your life, intelligent about your choices. And that's kind of where I've come from since making this major life change of careers anyways. And so after I made this decision, though, okay, what am I going to do? And I looked at everything. I literally went through auto mechanic, make motorcycles. I love working with my hands. I'll start a carpentry business. I built my own home. I could, you know, there's other things that we could do, that I could do that I enjoy doing. How can I monetize that? How can I make that happen? Is it a trade or is it school? Is it something else? And, you know, one night me and my wife were sitting there and she's like, I don't care what it is, but you got to find something different. And she said, you know, you should be a nurse, you know, and I'm like, well, that's, you're crazy. I don't want to be a nurse. It's insane, you know? And she goes, no, seriously, your mom's a nurse. Most of the people in my family are in the medical or healthcare, and they're all happy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys are kind of happy. I don't understand that. You know, it was weird to me that you would come home and be like, yeah, I had a good day at work today. That didn't happen for me very often. And so I didn't understand that. And I realized maybe she's onto something. So I looked into nursing, and I talked to my brothers. And I shadowed a couple nurses. And I shadowed a CRNA and talked to nurse practitioners. I talked to other people that were at different levels in nursing and see, is this something that, you know, what's the end game? Where do I want to end up? What do I want to do? And I realized it pretty quickly that I was on the right track. It took me about a year and a half of soul searching. And during that time, I spent about a year doing prerequisites to go to an accelerated BSN program. And it was great. It was, you know, physiology, anatomy and physiology and microbiology and stuff like that. And it was like, okay, I missed out on this stuff in college the first time. This stuff's pretty cool. And so I was hooked. I thought this is a great idea. And then I went into nursing school. And that first clinical experience was in a nursing home. And I'm like, man, what am I doing here? You know, here I am, you know, an older student. Non-traditional to say the least, and here I am in a setting that I'm like, I don't feel like I fit in, and it was just so outside of my comfort zone that I said, you know what, I'm committed. Let's just do this, and I had a great time. It was a great experience. The clinicals that I had were fantastic. I connected with patients, I connected with family members, and I realized that this was the right path for me. It meant that, you know, I finally found something that could make me happy. You know, you always have problems and things you got to deal with and headaches at work, but my philosophy on quality of work is that you have a couple really good days where you love your job. Most days, it's a good day, and you tolerate it. And then you have very few bad days, and that's the best I think most people can hope for. And my target's a lot higher than that. You know, I think you have to aim high to get you know what you want in life. But I also think that you have to be realistic and say, you know, there's going to be some pretty crappy days, and I don't, you know, some bad stuff's going to happen, and I got to deal with that. But you know, most of the days I'm really helping people and doing the right thing. And I went into my nursing career started into ICU right out of nursing school. I worked at Cleveland Clinic for a couple of years, and it was a great experience at that hospital. It was a regional hospital, and so we got a lot of traumas. It was a medical surgical / trauma ICU, and worked with some really, really great nurses, learned a lot of stuff from a lot of different types of people with different levels of experience. And it was just a great opportunity to do that. It was a far drive for me, though. So when I got into my NP program, I pretty much said I can't drive an hour and 20 minutes each way anymore. So went to work at Mercy Medical through my friends Val and David, who hooked me up there, some of my student friends that got me in there. And it was a good experience. It's a smaller hospital, so, you know, you get a little bit less, I think, attention from some of the physicians than you would get at Cleveland Clinic. And so, you know, there were some frustrations there, but it was a good unit. A lot of great people. Again, nurses are just awesome people. You know, when you have the collective of people that just jump in and get it done and pretty selfless to do that, it's impressive. And it reinforced that I made the right decision the whole time. So I got my experience doing ICU, and originally I wanted to do CRNA. And then when I was at Cleveland, I realized these guys, there's nothing wrong with CRNAs, but the personality of most of the CRNAs that I met with were, they're arrogant, they're cocky, they're just not as personable. The idea that they couldn't connect with their patients was one of the reasons that they got out of it. The patients that were needy and clingy to them were the reasons that they were like, thank God I'm doing CRNA because I can't deal with the families and the people and the clinginess. And those were the people I tended to thrive on because it was more of a challenge to me. It was more, the people that you would get the report from the previous shift that would say, this family, oh my gosh, you're for a hell of a day because the family is just a train wreck, or this patient is just a pain. And I would always just stop them and say, don't tell me that. I want to hear the facts, because your opinion of how they act is your opinion. Let me form my own. And sometimes it would be right, but most of the time it wasn't. Most of the time it was just these people were scared or uninformed of what was going on. And it took a little bit of education. It took some time and it took effort to do that. But that was the fun stuff for me. So when I did that, I realized, man, I'm okay at this. I can actually teach people. I can help them understand what's going on with them. And they're not as scared. Now they're not as needy, and they're not as much of a pain in the butt as the other nurses would say. And that was a good experience for me. And it really, really, really told me, you need to do something that's more chronic illness-based and not in a hospital setting where you ask them if they have dentures and then knock them out. And I'm oversimplifying, and I'm not trying to take away from CRNAs. It's a hard job, and it's extremely in-depth. And I took some of the prerequisite classes for it, so I know how hard it is. And they certainly earn their money, so I'm not degrading that. But it wasn't for me. It wasn't my personality. And I had a lot of people kind of look down on me when I said, I'm going to go family nurse practitioner, because I wasn't sticking with something. Like I said, my philosophy ever since I got out of engineering and went into nursing was, if you're going down a path and it ain't the right path, pushing through the weeds to get through then down that same path just for the sake of going down the path is really stupid. That's a waste. That's a waste of energy. You stop, you turn around, you divert, you go a different direction, and you find what works for you. And that's the way I think we should all try to aspire to be. So what's the goal? Again, I think the idea is that we have some really open discussions about what it is we do. And this is going to be probably one of the shorter audio files that are going to be uploaded. And it's really just an idea to give people a little bit more about who I am and a little bit more about what my background is and how I took this wonky path to get here. And what I hope to do is have a handful of my friends from school on and talk about their wonky paths and how they got to where they are and how they got into FNP and get into some of the things we talked about in school and the problems that we all saw with the programs and some of the issues that we had with our clinicals and clinical instructors and all that stuff, because I see a lot of postings on Facebook about, you know, what's the better test to take? Is it AANP or ANCC or, you know, things like that? And we could talk about some of that too and some of the differences that we've seen from our personal experience. But we're not going to be heavily into this is the antibiotic that you would use for this, because there's tons of that. You've got tons of resources for that. It's more people talking about what we do and what our personal experiences are, because no one's talking about that. And you see it in the Facebook groups, which is great, but it's usually snippets, and it takes hours to read through tons of comments to get a good picture of it, where I think if you have three or four people sitting around having a cup of coffee and talking about what it is, the issues. You know, an example is in Ohio. We just passed a new bill that allows expansion of our scope of practice. They changed our formulary a little bit. They changed some of the collaborative agreements that we have to have. But most people think that we have full practice authority now that aren't educated, and they don't realize that that's not at all what it was. The original bill asked for that, but 9 revisions in, here we are, and we're sitting there with something that's almost the same as what we have right now, but they've gotten rid of a little bit of administrative BS. So that's kind of the types of things that we're going to open it up to. And I do have a website. It is thenpdude.com. And I have a Facebook page, which is The NP Dude. It's got to put the in there. If you do NP, you get some guy in Nepal or something. So it's thenpdude.com. I do have an email that's set up. It is jeff@thenpdude.com. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, any issues, I'd love to hear feedback from people. I'd love to get ideas for show topics. I'm going to be working on creating my own website, which I'm not that kind of guy. I was technical 15 years ago when the internet was born. But I'm going to be creating my own website. I'm going to be creating my own podcast. I'm going to be doing all of this myself. And I will also be doing hopefully some blogs on a pretty regular basis about topics that are either Ohio-driven or at least NP-driven that could affect people throughout the country. So I do a lot of reading on topics, and I comment on a lot of Facebook posts, and I figure why not have my own and just post them and let people get resources from me instead of me just kind of chiming in on a little thread somewhere. So I appreciate your time. I look forward to feedback, and this is hopefully going to be something that's going to stick around for a while, and if it's not, then I want to hear why you guys don't like it, because if I don't know, I'm going to keep going this way, and hopefully someone listens. I'm throwing mashed potatoes at a wall, and hopefully some of it sticks. So I like to say. So thanks for listening, and we'll be having some people on soon.